All right, hello everyone. This is Kara Young with The Howler, and we are going to be talking about Captain Marvel during this pre-fan discussion. I'm going to introduce my guests, Rachel and Will. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So, our first question of the evening is, why are you going to watch Captain Marvel?
It's on my birthday. That's purely one of the only reasons why I want to see it. Besides the fact that it's a Marvel movie, and it's going to tie into Endgame. So I need to see it, just so I'll be able to have the whole story. I love her character. I like her power set. And I truly just want to see her beat up everybody. I want to see what happens after she punches that old lady.
I want context for that, too. I want to go see it, one, because it's a Marvel movie, and I want to see how it plays into Endgame. I'd like to see how Nick Fury loses his eye, and what's the deal with that. Because he has both eyes in the whole trailer, so I'm like, what happened to you? What happened? But also, I kind of want to support female superheroes, because there really hasn't been a standalone superhero movie for a female character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I mean, DC has done it, and they did it pretty well, I've heard. I've not seen Wonder Woman yet. But I would like to see what Marvel's take on that is,
yeah,
and what their response is.
I did see Wonder Woman. Very good, considering it was a female superhero movie. And it was fairly good considering it was a DC movie. So I feel like if DC can do it, then Marvel should be able to do it much better. I really want this to be a good movie, guys. I don't want this to be like Catwoman all over again. I'm going to go in with a positive attitude and see if they can't, like, wow me with something. Mm-hmm. Are you concerned that recent rumors about Captain Marvel replacing Captain America as the Avengers team leader?
Nope, let her be leader.
On one hand, I don't want to let go of Captain America because I really like his character, and I really like that original team, but at the same time, I think it would be nice to see her as the leader, but I would like to see the movie first before I really make a solid decision on that, just to see, do they do her character justice to begin with, because, you know, it would be great to have a woman as the leader of the Avengers, but is she already a strong character to begin with?
She's supposed to be the strongest one. She's going to be throwing hands with everybody. When the biggest of bads comes out, they're supposed to pull her out. She's supposed to slap them. But then there's another thing. Like, we've had Captain America for Avengers 1, for Avengers 2, Civil War, for his own movies. She's going to get one movie in Endgame, and then supposed to replace this guy we've had for, like, literally years.
Yeah.
And then I can see why people wouldn't be ready to let go. Like, no, you don't have enough on your resume to replace Captain America.
Exactly.
Yeah, Cap is going to be a tough act to follow, but I think if she does, Brie Larson does a good enough job playing her, I think that she could do it. She could pull this off, but...
No, and I definitely agree with you there. I got to make sure they're not going to try and take away her character arc or, like, give her no personality or anything before I'm just like, yeah, that woman can totally lead the Avengers and I'll be cool with it.
I don't want her to be a Mary Sue either. Don't make her too perfect. Give her flaws. Make sure she has flaws so she seems like...
Right, because, I mean, Cap has flaws. Captain America has flaws all over the place. His entire character arc is centered around the fact that he wants to be a good man, but that he's also killing people, that he's also, you know,
he's
a spy.
Yeah, he's a good man, but he can't live without a war because he was kind of born into a war. You know, both in, like, an actual technical sense of, like, he was born in, like, 1917, and so became Captain America in World War II, so... Mm. He's never known, really, a world without conflict, and so there's that aspect of it, and so I just...
He wants desperately to fight for a perfect world, but he can't exist in it. I mean, I think it's beautiful. It's a wonderful character arc, and I'm going to be very sad to see it come to a close, especially if they don't close it in a, you know...
A good enough way.
Yeah. If they're not classy with it, I'm going to be a little bit upset.
I can already see the way I want his death to pan out. He needs to die with, like, a giant laser that he tries to block with the shield, and his body gets eradicated so we don't see his, like, dead. But, like, the shield is broken, and so, like, they just pan it onto the shield, and it's, like, symbolism, like, oh, the shield's broken, he's dead. And then we can all be emotional over that. Like,
no!
Like how they stabbed Tony in Endgame. He was supposed to die.
Do you think they're going to let Tony live? Because I know that RDJ and Chris Evans' contracts are up for the Avengers, but can you see, like, both of them being gone out of the Avengers and the Avengers continuing at the, you know, popularity that it is now?
We'll take it out two of the characters, and probably two of the most popular ones, but they still have other people, too. Like, I like Scarlet Witch. I think she was the, like, she threw hands in Infinity War. You know, she was in Wakanda. She solved all the problems immediately as soon as she got onto the battlefield. Koye had to be like, "Where? Why were you up there this whole time if you could do that?" Like, you know what? Facts. And then she was... And then before then, she was 2v1ing the two alien dudes because Vision was no help.
No.
He did nothing that whole movie, let's be honest.
So, like, we're still going to have her. We're still going to have Thor. He'd probably make his little cameos. We're still going to have Bruce. Vision, if they decide to bring him back to life, he'll be there. We'll have Ant-Man. And then we'll have Captain Marvel. So they could always introduce more people. So
yeah, I mean, and I guess that's something that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is never going to be lacking, is more characters that they could make lovable. Because, I mean, like, to be honest, like, the Doctor Strange comic book line, that was not a big seller for a lot of people until Benedict Cumberbatch said and was like, "I'm Doctor Strange, you guys." And then everyone from BBC Sherlock was like, "I know him! I'll watch this!"
I saw some on the internet, and it said there was a comic with Doctor Strange in it where he mentioned that he saw in an alternate universe where Benedict Cumberbatch actually portrayed him. I was like, oh, that's cool! Doctor Strange knows who Doctor Strange is! Yeah! It's awesome. And of course, there's Peter Parker. Yes.
Oh yeah. I mean,
I hope that he doesn't stay dead. If he stays dead, then Marvel's going to have me to contend with. So I mean,
no one stays dead in Marvel.
He didn't want to go.
Except for Uncle Ben.
Except Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
True.
He stays. Rip Uncle Ben.
She just got OP powers that they just always underutilize. It's like she absorbs energy. Then she can shoot laser blasts or increase her own strength with that energy. And it's so vague, just like energy, period. Oh, you wanna electrocute me? Too bad. That's electrical energy. Absorb it. I can stand in the sun and just absorb solar energy like Superman. Shoot me with lasers or magic? Absorb that too. Oh, you wanna punch me? Oh, kinetic energy, absorbed it. I mean, she can't, to my knowledge, do that. But she's sturdy enough to take a hit. Yeah.
That actually segues really nicely into our next question here, which is, how do you feel about the portrayal of an extremely powerful female character coming to the big screen after the mixed reviews audience gave Jean Grey and her Phoenix/Dark Phoenix powers?
Are we talking about in, like, Last Stand, since the Dark Phoenix movie has been pushed back again?
Again.
I'm bitter about that, just a little.
Still,
maybe.
Yeah, no, I understand you. I'm right there with you.
I don't even care about Jean. I just want to see Kurt and... in that one, so, you know, you know this.
He's the better character.
He is.
So, I mean,
he really is. He's been in, like, 2 movies, and he's a better character, by far.
But, yeah, so considering the portrayal that they gave Jean Grey and her Dark Phoenix powers and their abundance, how do you feel about Carol Danvers coming in, extremely powerful character?
In the comics, Carol is nowhere near Phoenix. Mm-hmm. At all. Like, Phoenix stomps most of the universe. Like, I think there's only, like, I'd say 5 beings in all of existence that can top her when she's White Phoenix of the Crown. So, I'm cool with Carol being what she is. I mean, because I'm cool with Jean being who she is. I like Jean. I mean, I know not many people share my opinion. I know
no.
People are annoyed how she keeps dying and keeps coming back to life.
That does bother me.
I mean, but she's a phoenix. Like, she's one with the Phoenix Force. She can keep doing that because phoenixes come back.
Okay, yeah, I would have been less bothered if they had kept Scott Summers dead. I would have been less bothered by her coming back to life. Because I hate him more than I hate her. So.
I don't like him either. He do her dirty. She mysteriously vanishes, so you get with her clone. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Completely acceptable.
Or get with Emma Frost. Or get with anybody.
Just
anybody.
Like, he's so thirsty all the time.
Wait, that's, like, seriously a thing that happens in the comics. I was not aware that did he clone her himself? Or is this just a clone of her that exists?
It was from a separate situation.
Oh, God.
Like, and then when she mysteriously vanishes, he really doesn't... He makes, like, a halfway attempt to try and find her. And then he's just like, you know, this is just so much more convenient. I feel, in my personal opinion, that's how that went down, from my interpretation.
It's just, I hate it when that's the trope of, like, oh, you know, you're gone, you're dead, I can't find you, oh. I'll move on to your clone over here, your identical twin or whatever exists. It's like, oh my word.
I'm gonna like grieve for half a month while I look for you, and then you know, I'm good.
I'll allow myself 3 hours of sad, and then
it'd be like just enough to be appropriate because I'm already eyeing other potential options. Emma looking thick, but. Actually, I do know why people don't like Jean being powerful. But, you know, it's fine. Let females be powerful. Let them be all-powerful reality warpers or have super strength to be able to contend with male characters. I mean, because a lot of female characters are better than some male characters, in my opinion. Like, for example, I'll go back to DC real quick. Wonder Woman. I love me some Wonder Woman. She got some power that she shares with other flying brick superheroes. You know what flying brick means?
No.
Super strength, they can fly, and they got invulnerability. So, you like, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're just your standards. Okay. Yeah,
flying bricks. So, she has those powers, but then she also has years upon years of combat training. She's the best melee fighter in DC, period. Mm-hmm. She can beat the mess out of Superman. She has other powers, too, like communication with animals. She has that lasso that can do all those things and more. It's supposed to just make you tell the truth, but apparently it does other things too. So many other things. Like, it expands infinitely. Like, she can wrap it around the earth and pull it.
Nice.
So, like,
I did not know the lasso did that.
It can just expand as long as it needs to. And then it can burn people too, who, like, refuse to see the truth until they decide to actually see the truth. And it's not just, like, well, it's what you perceive as the truth. So, like, I don't know. It probably might not work on Thanos.
No, because, I mean, like, given everything that we've understood about his particular perspective on things, he thinks he's doing good.
So they could show him, like, you're murdering a bunch of people. I'm doing it to save them. So, like, it probably wouldn't work. Well, he's gonna get here. His cat mom is gonna box him up real good. Like Superman did Steppenwolf.
The subject of powerful female characters, I don't have a problem with powerful female characters either. I love them, but I want them to be, you know, three-dimensional powerful female characters. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that Jean is a three-dimensional powerful female character in the comics, but based on the films, I don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've not really seen, you know, I've not read the comic books, but in X-Men movies, I don't get a sense of who she is other than Wolverine thinks she's hot, and Scott thinks she's hot, but that's
like
it.
The most interesting thing we know about her at that point.
And
we don't know anything about her family.
And, yeah.
We don't know anything about her, like, her abilities or how she struggled with them, only that Charles put up a wall there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that could have been a whole movie by itself, and I mean, I hope that's what they're trying to do with the new Phoenix, but, like...
It's hard to determine.
It just, No, she wasn't three-dimensional. She didn't have personality.
And like the X, like in X3, what'd she snap for exactly?
I don't know.
Like, she came back to life, so you'd think she'd be cool, but no, she comes back and just murders Scott. Like, why?
That was like the best part of that movie.
And he's not there for the rest of it. I was like, when I first watched it, I was like, okay, he's got to be back. He's going to be back. And no.
No,
and I'm like, well, that's a thing.
Turned him into ash.
It's a thing that occurred.
She was trying to murder Wolverine, but he just kept regenerating. Like, did you forget you have telekinesis? If you really wanted him dead, you could just hold him in the air and do it. You let him walk towards you.
Regenerate from this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, question number 4, are you in high hopes about Brie Larson taking on the mantle of Carol Danvers? I do not know, because the last thing I remember Brie Larson being in for, like, a big blockbuster movie was Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, same.
And, I mean, it was okay. She really wasn't, like, she was the main female character. But...
Was she just in trouble the whole time? I didn't see the movie, so I'm going to just... I'll be looking at her with a clean slate as far as Captain Marvel goes.
She wasn't necessarily, like, in trouble the whole movie. I mean, there was, of course, you know, Kong grabbed her mm-hmm. or something, which he does in every movie. That's kind of the thing.
Yeah, that's...
But I felt she was a little bit more proactive as, in, like, dimensional as a female character mm-hmm. in that.
I did. She tried to interact so, with yeah, him. She wasn't she just did. Afraid of him.
Mm-hmm. And there was, some, like, I liked that she was a reporter and a journalist and mm-hmm. took photographs documenting the Vietnam War as part of her character, if I remember right. Yeah. I thought that was, like, an interesting background to her.
Mm-hmm. Instead of her just being yeah. like, oh, this is the female who's going to be in the movie with us.
Yeah, because we need a female character for a Kong movie. It's kind of, yeah. But I thought, yeah, the high point of that movie was not necessarily that, like, you know, the characters. I mean, the acting was good.
Right.
I've got to say, but.
I mean, it wasn't. It was yeah. fine, but mm-hmm. I mean, everyone went to watch it because, you know, the big monkey is Kong.
Yeah.
Thus, that's why we're going to watch the movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so. I went to go see it for Tom Hiddleston, not necessarily King Kong. I'm being honest.
I know, and he wore that really nice tight shirt the whole movie, and it was just great.
I don't know. Like I said, I've never seen her in anything. I didn't see the Kong movie, so I'll just look at the clean slate. She seemed to do fine in the trailer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all the really important parts that I really care to see are probably going to be CGI with her helmet on anyway.
No,
so she might say probably five words, but I'm looking for lasers and explosions.
Okay, guys. Does anyone have any closing comments about Captain Marvel or Brie Larson or the Russo brothers or anything?
There are two characters I want to know for sure that show up in the film. I want to see the original Captain Marvel show up. He has to show up. At least... It's like in a flashback or something, so I can be like, and I want to see the new Miss Marvel show up, and like, I don't know, just have her show up as a kid or something, and then like, you know, tie her into Endgame. She's like, I'm here to help. I'm like, who are you? And like, I'm Miss Marvel. It's like, well, what can you do when she stretches or something?
That would be really cute. Rachel, do you have any closing remarks?
Let's see. I'm interested in finding out more about some of the characters that they're bringing back from earlier movies and, you know, characters that we have vague ideas of a backstory. I'm interested in finding out what happened to Nick Fury's eye.
I'm with you. I would not have even thought about it if you hadn't said something, like, right now, but that's a main thing mm-hmm. I'm worried about now. I'm just like...
Also,
what the heck happened? I mean, because we know what happened with Odin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should know what happened with Nick. I feel like this should be common knowledge I should yeah. be aware of.
Yeah, but it's all he says is, like, last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye or something like that in...
it's gonna yes. be a Skrull. It's the cat! Friends with the cat claws his eye.
Oh my gosh! The mystery is solved!
Watch that be it.
I want to see it now. That has to happen now.
Okay, now I want to rewatch A Winter Soldier to see, because he takes off his eye patch at one point and see what his eye looks like so he can like just compare and be like, oh my god.
It's the Skrull cat. It's the Skrull cat.
Word. Oh my word. Yeah, so I'm interested in that also just because... You know, Guardians had all the 70s music and then the 80s music in the sequel. I'm wondering, just, I know it's probably not going to be the case, but if this is the 90s and early 2000s for the Captain Marvel movie, will there be some 90s bops in this? I want to know. I want to know.
Oh my gosh, Rachel. That is just like, that's off the wall too. I wouldn't have thought about that.
That reminds me of a blockbuster that they showed in that trailer that one.
He walks around Blockbuster and you can hear All Star playing over the loudspeakers or something. I don't know what year of the 90s it is. Maybe there's something else that's playing instead, but
oh my goodness. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us for our fan pre-discussion to the film Captain Marvel. We will be having a review posted after the movie drops on March the 8th. Please join us for that as well. Thank you guys so much. Tune in next time.